We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Here we go.
Levels are set. Proper modulation. Let's go.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, so this hour's keyword is popular. Text that to 72881. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath.
You talking about that is like me talking 82 Brewers to you.
I know the 82 Brewers. Maybe like if you were to talk the like 75 Reds, which everyone on this station seems to know a lot about.
I could name every position.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
We are teams.
Served up by Perkins. So coming up, there's a lot we want to do. We're going to talk to Michael Lombardi, Radio.com Sports, about how great the Packers are and how much Mitch Trubisky sucks. If he's going to be anything like he is on his podcast, it should be some good stuff. We'll get, because he hates Mitch Trubisky. And he hates the Bears for it.
I hope the Bears keep Mitch Trubisky.
I think that would be great. So we'll talk about that coming up. Earlier in the show, I was randomly defending Sam Darnold for saying he saw a ghost. Aaron Rodgers also defending Sam Darnold. So we'll hear from Rodgers this hour. Michael Jordan says maybe the best player in the NBA is not a Hall of Famer. We will talk about that before 10 o'clock today. Right now, we're talking about Giannis and how Giannis, 414-799-1250. I mean, that's basically,
should he stay or should he go?
What we're doing now.
I mean, you got to win NBA titles. I this year, I'm telling you, I think this season is set up for a collision course for the Bucks to get to the NBA Finals. Man, I still think they're better than Philadelphia. I think the Brogdon loss is huge. It is. I can still see them getting another better down the road when the trading deadline is here, a better player than Wes Matthews at that position, but I mean, that's the way they're going to start the season with. I don't know if they're going to win 60 games this year, but they're still going to be damn good.
This is an article from the Journal Sentinel posted this morning. It was posted this morning. I'm not going to read the whole thing for you. We do have it up on our Twitter account at 105.7 FM The Fan. Apparently, Giannis talked to some lady at Harvard for a case study in April, and she has unveiled her case study now. The case study was about small market teams trying to retain NBA superstars. That was her case study. And she quotes Giannis as saying this: "I want the Bucks to build a winning culture. So far, we have been doing great. And if this lasts, there's no other place I want to be. But if we're underperforming in the NBA next year, deciding whether to sign becomes a lot more difficult." And that's the part of the quote that has people a little apprehensive today. Now, Giannis was asked about this at Bucks Media Day, at least asked about the prospect of him leaving and or signing the Supermax instead.
"I'm not going to talk about it a lot because, and I thought about it this summer when I was, you know, sitting down with Nance and my family, you know, the couch watching shows and all that. Our goal is to, you know, win a championship, be the last team standing and, you know, get better each day. I think it's disrespectful towards my teammate talking about, you know, my free agency, what I'm going to do. So when the time is right, we're all going to talk about it. I don't think the time is right now. Obviously, our focus, as I said, is to get better each day, compete, go out there and compete as hard as we can. And I'm not going to talk about it a lot this season, and I'm not going to try to address it."
We're also asking a poll question on Twitter today. What would you rather have if you can guarantee that the Bucks win a title this year, or you can guarantee that Giannis is a Buck the rest of his career, and then whatever happens, happens? Right now, the poll, 53% would take the title. I would take the title, and I found it interesting that you would take career over a guaranteed title.
Well, it sounds like more the more people call a show are going with you on this one, and would take the title right now and, you know, say goodbye to Giannis. You know, kind of like the Kawhi thing. Well, Kawhi was there for only 1 year in Toronto, and then he went for a better offer. I still think Giannis is here for 10 more years, at least 10 years, 10 quality years. He's got shots. I want shots at the championship, and I think he's going to do it.
799-1250.
Multiple times.
414-799-1250. Sixto is on the south side. Sixto, what's up?
Hey, Sixto.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, for sure. I just wanted to say that I'll take the championship, because players come and go, but your championship stays. So if he's going to win me a championship and then decides that he wants to leave or stay, who cares? I got a championship. I got a parade. Let's go on and find the next Giannis or find the next LeBron, and let's keep going forwards, because that's what it's about, I think. I don't care if he stays or goes. I just want a championship. I want to see one.
But do you think if he stays here, Sixto, I mean, if he stays here for the next 10 years, would you take your chances that, okay, you're guaranteed the 1 year this year, but, okay, but if he stays here long-term, you could have a few championships.
Yeah, but I've had that with, like, Favre. I've had that with Rodgers. We've tried that.
Yeah.
Let's stop trying to keep winning more, and let's win right now, and then we'll see towards the future, because the future can only bring you so far.
Yeah.
You can only think so far.
Well, I still think, though, I think Giannis has got at least one title in him in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And, of course, nothing's guaranteed, especially in this city, we all know.
I think like also, like you guys said, I think that what he said about the Brogdon, you know, loss, I really don't consider it a loss, because you're only as good to me as you are on the court. No matter how good your skills are, if you're off half the season, then you're not good to me. If Wesley Matthews and Kyle Korver can play more than Brogdon, I consider that a win, because Brogdon, you're on the bench. You know?
Well, one thing I'm worried about with Brogdon, and I liked him when he was here, do the Bucks, do they know something a little bit more about that Achilles injury, that they were so quick to not pay the luxury tax and keep him? I mean, they said all the right things about him when he left, when they traded him to Indiana. But I'm wondering if they're a little bit more fearful of that thing reoccurring.
I just wonder if
that plantar fasciitis.
It seems like we think, and Budenholzer said it, that all these guys, the sum of the parts can equal the whole. Like, everybody can step up and replace Brogdon. But we just talked to Eric Name about 45 minutes ago. I was surprised when he said, Kyle Korver's not good. Wesley Matthews is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to build those guys up, if you're going to replace Brogdon, it's going to need to be Sterling Brown, who looked terrible in summer league. It's going to be DJ Wilson or DiVincenzo, who's looked really good. One of those guys has to step up and play up to more potential, rather than one of these veterans all of a sudden becoming what Brogdon was.
When Name said that at first, I thought he was saying it in jest when he mentioned about Korver and Wesley Matthews. I don't think Wesley Matthews is all that good. I mean, that's a cheap replacement for Brogdon. Korver at 38, you know, I mean, his shooting skills seem to be there. He can't guard a telephone pole, but, you know, his shooting, he seems to be able to still shoot, be able to shoot the basketball. You know, can he stay healthy? Can he still shoot? That's the two big, you know, they're going to ask him to play a limited amount of minutes. They're not asking a lot out of him. But, man, I just don't think the Bucks are as good as they were last year. But is Giannis better than he was last year?
KJ West Dallas, what's up? Aloha.
Aloha, my brothers.
KJ.
Great topic, man. I was leading off thinking that I was going to rename you guys the Three Amigos, but as the show started going on, I'm leaning towards another, maybe the Three Stooges.
Why is that, KJ?
Because it's come just on. Some of the back and forth. Not so much.
Catskills Comedy Hour with KJ.
You can give them a better one than that, can you?
Now, Chuck.
What's that?
I see you got two millennials going against you now, Chuck.
He's mad because I commented on Seattle pumping fake crowd noise.
Fan now.
Yeah. What, you got another joke to tell?
No, that's it. Hey, I'm going to go with the title, guys, because there's no guarantee for tomorrow. And we see the track record with Wisconsin teams, Milwaukee teams. They don't put the right players, you know, the impact players around their superstars.
We got MVPs all the time, though.
Oh, yeah, we got superstars.
Yeah, and right, you got superstars, but you don't put anybody around them. You could ask the same question, pose the same question using Christian Yelich right now. You could say, if you could get a guarantee championship next year for the Brewers, would you take it, or would you have Christian Yelich here for the rest of his career?
You know what? I'd change my answer.
Same question.
I would change my answer in that one. See, with the Bucks, I would say have Giannis here long term. If you tell me Giannis, or if you tell me Christian Yelich, I could win a World Series with him next year, and he would leave, I would say okay. That's okay.
Why would you not do that with Giannis? There's no guarantee, Chuck, that they're going to put the right pieces around.
I think
Giannis.
The Bucks.
Haven't done it yet.
I think the Bucks. When you have a great player in the NBA, you have one guy, you have a better chance at winning championships than the Brewers do with just Christian Yelich.
Really?
And the Brewers are my favorite team. But I still think, you know, you need, with Yelich, you need not just one guy around him. You need several guys around him. You need a whole team. You need a pitching staff. With the Bucks, right, you know, if you put one or two pieces right around Giannis, which I think they have, you could win an NBA championship.
Who do they have right now that you around Giannis that they could, you could say for sure, that guarantee that they can win a championship down the road?
Should I tell you what? Because I don't think in the Eastern Conference you have any super teams. I mean, what they're building in Brooklyn, we'll see how that works out once KD gets healthy. In Philadelphia, yeah, Philadelphia got better in the offseason, but I'm still not sold on that.
Yeah,
we'll
the
see.
Idea that you can get to the finals doesn't guarantee you're going to win the finals.
No, I know. I mean, but look at Toronto last year. Toronto was not a great team, and they won the NBA championship.
Right, because they had the right pieces in place.
Yeah, well.
You know, I mean, they're going to have their hands full with the clip joint this year. I mean, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And because why? Because they have a bench. They've got players around him. They probably the two guys that could be the sixth man of the year on their bench. I mean, so, you know, I would take the championship right now, Chuck, you know, because you don't know if Giannis is going to, you know, completely buy in down the road, you know, with what's going on here.
I feel more confident that the Brewers are going
to win in the next couple of years.
I feel more confident that the Bucks can win a championship with Giannis than the Brewers can with Christian Yelich.
I just think if you're ever guaranteed, KJ, thanks, aloha. If you're ever guaranteed anything, you take it. That's where I've become, especially with titles in our sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever get guaranteed anything, if that was ever a genie wish, I would absolutely take it. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Chuck, here's a real quick off-the-top-of-your-head question. Name me the five best players in the NBA.
Well, Giannis is there. I think Kawhi is there. I like Anthony Davis. I would say Harden.
Anybody from Golden State?
And Steph Curry. That'd round out the top five right there.
One of those guys Michael Jordan does not think is a Hall of Famer. We'll have that coming up momentarily. Plus, Aaron Rodgers speaks to Sam Darnold being spooked by Ghost. He's been spooked himself. And I thought of the Not a Surf song I was thinking of, Horvat. It's a cover of OMD's If You Leave that was on the OC. If you
leave, I won't cry. Wasn't this like 16 Candles?
Yeah, this version is not nearly as good as the OMD version.
Is that NXS?
Who's
saying OMD?
Orchestra Maneuvers is in the Dark, I think it was.
Yep. This is a great song. This is a great song. Should never have been covered. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And that's a great lead into BlueChew.com. Should never be covered as well. BlueChew stands by its own, literally. Few chewables are out there. And Blue Chew is definitely the best, man. The same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. These chewables work faster, really, than anything out there. And they can be taken on full or an empty stomach. And really, they're cheaper than the other two, the Viagra and the Cialis. And it only takes a couple of minutes to get this thing going in the right direction for you, literally. BlueChew.com. You get online with an affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you can prescribe quickly online. So you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacies. You don't have to stand in line. No awkward conversations. This, the Blue Chew, the chewables ship directly to your door, whether it's your home, your office, wherever it is, in discreet packaging. Chewables from BlueChew.com take on a full or an empty stomach, and they are prescribed right here in the United States by the doctors right here in the great country that we live in. Now, here's the deal. You want to turn your sex life around. You want to feel better. You want your woman to be hanging around. You don't want her going on the personal ads. Here's the deal. BlueChew.com, your first order free when you use the promo code Chuck. You pay the $5 in shipping, and that's it. That's BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. Chew it and do it with BlueChew.
Lots to get to, plus the Cubs have named their manager as of this morning. Should not be a surprise, but we'll have that coming up for you. He was the guy that nobody else wanted. Lots to pack in here. We've got it all. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. And now that I'm saying that, not telling you who it is, because I want you to keep listening. Don't go look on Twitter. Because you don't want to look on your phone while you're driving. I will tell you. And so stay safe.
I'll tell you who that is coming up next. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
I'll only waste one single day, but if you leave, don't look back. I'll be running the other way.
The Rewind with the new app. All the way back to the beginning of the show, to the Chuck and Winkler pregame show with Ryan Horvath. New episode at 5 tomorrow. All the way back 24 hours on the radio.com app. Free to download on any smartphone. A couple of things to get to before we talk to Mike Lombardi about this NFC North division and how bad the Bears are, but how good the Packers are. Of course, we'll talk Packers with him. Out of Chicago, breaking news brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. No surprise, the Cubs have hired David Ross as their next manager. David Ross has basically been angling for that job since he retired, and he got it. So nobody else is in.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.